The message today is right. The vision. What messes us up most in the lives of the is the picture that we have in our head on how we think things are supposed to be. Again, what I'm going to say, what messes us up most in our life today is the picture that we have in our head on what we think it is supposed to be, how our life is supposed to be. What you choose to think about and dwell on in your life will make or break you as to what type of person you will be or the life you will have. So the word that I have for the body today is write the vision. The reason why we're going through so many things in our life is that we have not wrote a vision and we have not allowed it to be plain in our spirit. So you're going through life chasing after things that it feels as if it's going to give you satisfaction, but unless you have a vision, you're going to perish. Even with the young people, we try to get the people to understand that you can build houses and land and you can build businesses and have great success. But if you don't write the vision of the Lord in your heart and make it plain enough for you to understand, guess what? You'll never, never be able to fulfill the true potentials that God has for you. Because the true potentials that God has for you is in his vision that he has for you. But if you don't dream no more, if the young people have nothing to look up to or look for an opportunity anymore, they lose hope. Now look what's going on in society today. You figure that nobody would put someone like Trump in the office. No, it seemed like, okay, yes. But the way the world is going, it's all about what? This. So it's saying that dismiss character. Because you have something, you have enough money in your bank, don't worry about character. And that's what we're seeing. So that's what the children are seeing. So they're growing up with a new spirit in us. The reason why Hitler was able to do what he's done is because he was able to get people to turn on one another and dislike each other. And because you have something and because you have built your business, don't you know that they took from the Jews during the time of war? They took their wealth. I'm going somewhere with this message. I want the church and everyone here to know that we are fighting a war against the enemy, and the war is your personal life. So God is saying, write a vision and make it plain. I want you to turn with me to Habakkuk, 2 chapter 2 and 3. I'm not going to be before you long, even though there's a lot of people out this morning. We thank God for those that have came out. In the second chapter, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain. You see, he said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that you may run that readeth it. That he may run that readeth it. So he said, write a vision, make it plain upon the table, that you may run. So God is telling the people, write a vision and make it plain. And then the next part to the vision, it says that he may run that readeth it. So with a vision, when you write it down, you write down your vision. Say, for instance, if you want to build a house, you don't just show up the next day and make the house or stop building a house. You have to have a vision of what the house is going to look like. You have to have a plan about how you want that house to be designed. And what God is saying, he said, write a vision and make it plain. And write it down so that he that reads it could understand it. So we that are reading the vision of God or the vision for your personal life, you will not have clarity unless you write it on what the temp tablet in your heart. Now, back in the days of the children of Israel, when Moses wrote the law on the Ten Commandments, it was on stone. But now the new tablet is your heart. Church, what are you writing in your heart? There's a vision that you used to have. Think about when you were younger, when you first heard of Jesus Christ, you accepted him into your life, and all of a sudden, he's not the same anymore. There's no more value in serving God. But then we come to the Lord later and say, Lord, why is it that my life is messed up? Our life is messed up. The reason why we're dealing with suicide spirits and the reason why we're dealing with oppression and mental illness in society is because what's going on is you're chasing after everything but stability through the word of God. Because God created all things. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It would say, in his righteousness, then everything else will be added. So God is saying, write the vision and make it plain and place it on the tablet. Place it on the table in your heart so that as you go forward with the things of God, guess what? You know what you're doing. So many times we just throw it together. But God said, write the vision and be clear and understand where you're going. We think that we're going in a positive direction, but we don't understand that the outcome has more to do with that vision. So think about it like this. You're building your house. How many of you have built a house? Anyone built a house before? Think about those that want to have a house built. Do you just show up and have it built, or do you have a design? There's plans. So why isn't there a plan for your life? And why is it not plain? Why is it that we're teaching our young people that, listen, just go after the wealth and you'll be all set. But the Bible says that regardless of what you do in this life, don't you know that you have to still make your soul right with the Lord? And the only way you can do that is accept Jesus Christ as your true Lord and Savior. He didn't say anything about religion. He didn't say anything about showing up at church. He said, make sure that I'm in your heart. Because when I get in your heart, that vision that I have for you is going to be made plain. And you shall be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus in all the things that God has for you. So he said, write the vision and make it plain. So he said that he may run that readeth it. And then let's go to the third verse. It says, for the vision is yet for appointed time. Now, do you understand? The vision is yet for an appointed time. See, but at the end, it shall speak and not lie. See, so at the end, the vision is not going to lie. It's going to be what it was supposed to be. So look at your life. You show up, you talk to the pastor, you say, Pastor, I'm trying to change my life, but you ain't changing your ways. You are not even looking at the plan of the Lord. You're coming saying, I want to change what I'm doing, but you have no vision, you have no plan, so you really don't have a course. So it's like saying, I'm going to drive from Nashua to Lowell, and you're going off, instead of going south, you're going north. You're going to end up in Canada. You see what I'm saying? This is what you're doing with your life. Now think about this. We have enough sense to get insurance for our car, for our houses, for our life. But we don't have enough sense to get insurance for our spiritual being. So God is saying, write the vision and make it plain. make it plain. Don't be religious. Be spiritual. That means be righteous. Live a life of integrity. So write the vision and make it plain. Can everyone understand this? It said, for the vision is yet for appointed time. So that means it's going to come. Now, how many of you are going through something in your life? Raise your hands. I believe everybody's going through something. Now, it says it's for appointed time. So the vision that God has for you is for the appointed time. It's going to come. When you're on a trip to go on a vacation, you ever have a long road trip? You're driving, and you have the kids in the back seat. They keep on saying, Dad, you there yet? We there yet? You know you got 4 hours. And every time, about every another half an hour to an hour, they're like, are we there yet? You're like, we'll get there. But you have a plan. The child doesn't understand. But Jesus saying in the word that the word is write that vision, make it plain. And guess what? Even though it's not right now and it's not right, it's not a couple days from now, but it shall happen. So what you're going through, what you've been calling on the Lord for and asking God to bring you through, guess what? It's going to happen. But you have to stay with the vision and the plan of God. Let's give God some praise right now. Amen. I know I don't want y'all to be all sleepy. I know everyone ain't here today. But it's still time in which God is moving. So it says in that verse, it says, for the vision is yet for a point of time, but it, at the end it shall speak and not lie. Do it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It says again, wait for it shall surely come, and it will not tarry. So the vision will surely come, and it will not tarry. Now, turn to Proverbs 23:7. I'm almost done. Proverbs 23:7. The scripture is saying something. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Again, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, the part I like after that scripture says, eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Now, you say, what does that mean? You can pull back the music right there for me. What it says it's here is that, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what's going on in your heart? What's going on in your heart, church? It says, that's what's going on in your heart is who you really are. In your relationships. In your commitment to God. What is going on in the tablet of your heart is what you really are. Right here where it says, and it says, eat and drink, said he to thee. Now someone said, eat and drink, said he to thee. We're in Proverbs 23:7. What it's saying right there after that scripture, it says, eat and drink, said he to thee. And then the next part says, but in his heart is not with thee. He is not with thee. What he's really saying right here is that you ever hang out with somebody and they're with you, they're hanging out with you, partying, having a good time? He's eating and drinking with you. He's having a good time with you. But what it says, but his heart is not with thee. You understand that? His heart is not with you. We're with people that aren't with you. You're hanging out with buddies and friends that are telling you it's okay to do the things you're doing, and you think that they're with you. But the scripture here is saying that they're not with you. It says, because for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So there's a different spirit than what you're dealing with in your friendship. So yes, they're hanging out with you. Yes, it seems like it's fun. Yes, it seems like that boyfriend or girlfriend is going to go ahead and marry you. But guess what? It's the stuff that's in your heart. So even though they're eating and drinking with you, if it's not in his heart, he's not with you. So write the vision and make it plain. I'm going to go on now. The key word in this verse is think. The word think is telling you that God is targeting your thoughts. Again, the key word is think. It's telling you that God is targeting your heart. So, church, what are you thinking in your everyday life? What are you thinking? Be real with God and surrender your thoughts and your ways to the Lord. We're going to go to the last scripture and then we're done. We're going to go to Philippians 4:11. And then I have one more verse to also Matthew 5, and I'm going to end here because I'm going to finalize that. In 4:11, in Matthew, Philippians 4:11, it's just a small part I want to say. It says, not that I speak in respect to want, but it says, for I have learned in whatsoever state I find that I am, therewith be content. It said, for whatever state you find yourself in, it said, be content. But the next part is the 13th. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. So that vision that you wrote and that the devil's trying to take out of your thoughts and out of your heart, again, it's Philippians 4:11 and 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So God is going to bless your vision. He's going to make it so that you accomplish the things that you desire to accomplish in your life. Long as you understand that you have to give it to God. I'm going to end in Matthew 5, 5th chapter of Matthew. We're going to go from the 3rd verse to the 10th verse. And I'm going to end with this. It says in the 5th verse, first of all, actually in the 1st verse of the 5th chapter, it says, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up into the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came unto him and he began to teach them. So this is what Jesus was teaching. I want to leave you with this. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. The next thing he said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Next thing Jesus was telling him, he said, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Next thing he said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. Now, this is Jesus talking to the people. He didn't say anything about blessed are your bank account, blessed are your wisdom, blessed are your greatness. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those that are mourning, for they will be comforted. Now, the next part in 7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And I'm going somewhere with the last few scriptures. It says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Now, Jesus is talking. Jesus is teaching the people. He said, this is how you're going to be blessed. He didn't say what you were doing in your giving. He didn't say what you were doing with all the things you are trying to accomplish. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Now the part I want to go into really is the 9th verse. It said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Why is this part of the vision and making it plain? There's a different spirit in the atmosphere right now. Like the mother testified about, she was in an elevator today. She said she was in an elevator, and when she was getting out of the elevator, a gentleman came to him, was Caucasian, white gentleman, came to her and said to her, started screaming at her in the elevator, saying, why are you taking everything from us? And told her that you need to go back. Stop taking what I have. A white guy got in the elevator and told her off and was screaming at us. You see what we're dealing with? Unless you have a vision, unless you have it in your heart, you're going to turn just like everyone else. And you're going to start fighting. You're going to start being, you see, but instead it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they what? What it said, for they shall be called the children of God. Who do you want to be called? See, when you have churches preaching hate or preaching fighting and doing all this, this is not what the word says. It said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So if you want to be able to make it in this chaotic time that we're living in, understand that people are going to turn on you. Your friends are going to turn on you because of this spirit that's out here now. But you have to hold peace in your heart. You know, if you have people preaching from the pulpit to get a gun and do all this stuff in the name of Jesus. Remember what we always teach, it said, through love and kindness, have I what? Through love and kindness. So when the mother said that this gentleman started yelling at her when she got out of the elevator, she was trapped in the elevator with him. He was in her face out of nowhere. She just stepped in the elevator. And he said, you need to go back. You're taking all our stuff. Where are you from? You see what I'm saying? This is those that are in authority. And we can't, especially our people, black people, we got to come together. We got to stop taking our little bit of what we have. We need to come together, all people. You see what I mean? But we don't know how to come together. We need to come together and work together. You see what I'm saying? Because we need to do things in behalf of the kingdom of God and represent Christ. So he said, write the vision and make it plain. And I'm going to say the last one. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Now, what are you going through? Are you being persecuted? Remember this, the devil ain't going to mess with you if you ain't trying to work against him. So if you're not trying to live right, that's why you feel a little cool. You don't have all stuff come up against you. But when you try to live right, the enemy is going to try to come up all in your business. But you have to see and understand that there's blessings in store for you. I'm going to end with this. The times that we're living in, there's so much challenges and so many things going on. So we have to have a vision in our spirit and in our heart so that we can stay on track. So whatever you're going through and whatever challenges you are facing right now, stay with the vision and the plan of God, and you're going to be all right. It doesn't matter what it appears to be. And remember this, too, is that it's so easy to get the church up and shouting and jumping everywhere. But if you don't know no vision, if you don't have no plan, you're going to do it week to week to week to week and constantly be bombarded by the enemy. And you don't understand that God is on your side. Like the scripture said, I can do all things through Christ. What? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So when you're in the situation in your marriage and you feel as if the marriage will not bear to stand together, you can say, I can do all things. That means I can take it. I can stand in this situation because God is on my side. It's just one thing if you're not trying to live right. But when you seek the Lord, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him.